All right, our next storyteller is Akanksha Basil. She is a curious creature originally from New York and here in Juneau with the Alaska Fellows Program working in disaster relief. She is a writer and semi-decent musician. That's her words, not mine. With a love of ecology, nature, and environmental justice. She has quickly fallen in love with Southeast Alaska, where she enjoys admiring thick patches of moss, wispy lichen, and dark green ferns. Let's welcome up Akanksha.
So my partner, Marty, is from Poland, and this summer I got to spend time getting to know their culture and language and home and family, and it was all wonderful. But adding to the cat theme, they had a 17-year-old cat, Titsia, which means tiny in Polish. It's very cute. She's a calico, green eyes, so beautiful, so full of personality, but elderly. She's a granny. And, you know, while I was there, she started to have a couple of, you know, difficult days, she wasn't doing as well. And to add to this, she's also diabetic, which I didn't realize a cat could be before the summer. And she needed, you know, 2 insulin shots a day, very simple. This cat is the love of Marty's life, which is, you know, a position that I totally gave up to her, as many of you dog and cat and ferret and Venus flytrap owners can probably attest. You know, your critter is like the best part of you, right? So one day in August, early morning, we wake up to Titsia meowing, which was very normal. I mean, she meowed for her insulin shots because she knew she was getting food right after. And it's probably 7 in the morning, and she's yowling. And we're like, okay, somebody has to get up and give her shot and feed her. So I'm like, okay, don't worry, keep sleeping. Keep sleeping, Marty. I will, I'll go down and I'll give her a shot and take care of it, and you can just relax. So I do. I go downstairs and I give her the shot, she takes it like a champ, she gets her food, we're all happy, everything's great, the world is beautiful. And I walk upstairs and I'm like, oh, I'm the best girlfriend in the world. Like, I, you know, I can administer a veterinary injection to this very elderly, very, you know, very tiny cat. So I go back to bed. We wake up maybe 2 hours later and we're ready to get started with the day. Marty goes downstairs to say hi to Titsia. And I should have mentioned earlier, when I went down to the kitchen, there was a note on the table that Marty's brother, Kostek, who had left for Warsaw earlier that morning, had written. Of course, it's in Polish. And let me tell you, my Polish, it's pretty elementary. I am learning. To be frank, it's not good. So I read the note, and all of what I, it was something about Titsia in the beginning of this note, and then the second half was something like, oh, we, you know, I really enjoyed hanging out with you guys. And I was like, oh, that's so nice. Okay, I'll just read what I can understand, of course, because that's the only thing that matters. So I, to go back to this, I'm in the bathroom or something, I'm doing something, and Marty goes into the kitchen, says hi to Titsia, and of course sees this note. And I come out of the bathroom, and Marty's like, okay, don't freak out, it's gonna be fine. But it looks like Kostek already gave her insulin shot that morning. And I was like, okay, so what does that mean? And Marty's probably like, it's probably fine, right? Like, what harm could it do? It's probably nothing. Like, she'll probably just be a little sleepy, and then it'll be okay. But, of course, always a skeptic, I pull up Google MD. And Google MD is like, do not give your cat a second dose of insulin. It is very, very dangerous. So I'm like, Marty, we should maybe check on this. So in the meantime, you know, we're calling Marty's parents. Marty's parents are very good mountain climbers. So they're actually on top of a mountain right now. And we call them and they're like, well, I don't know. Like, let her just sleep it off. Give her some water. It's fine. But we're like, I don't know about that. So we both decide, Marty and I, that we should probably call the vet. But of course, we don't know where the vet's phone number is or where the vet is. I mean, it's a small city, but there are at least 20 vets in the city. And finally, we get to the right one. And they're like, yeah, you need to bring her in. You should not have given her that second dose of insulin. We're like, we know. But at the same time, you know, we happen to have had a haircut appointment scheduled for that same time, which I know you're thinking, probably thinking, I was too. Cat haircut, you know, maybe weigh it. And I was thinking, okay, you know, I was like, Marty, we can probably just reschedule. And Marty's like, and this is a cultural thing too, is that, you know, if you make an appointment with someone, especially if they're a small business owner, you gotta be there, right? It's their business, it's how they make money. And timeliness is also really important. So Marty's like, no, like, we'll make both. It'll be fine. Like, I will go take Titsia to the vet, and you can go to the, you know, you can go to the hair appointment. And I'm like, okay, we're going to try to make both work. So we decide we'll both drive. Marty will drop me off at the hair appointment, and then they'll take Tizia to the vet. So we get in the car. So the car won't start. And Marty's like, oh my God, Kostek left the car with no gas in it. And by this time, we're both panicking because the situation's just more ridiculous by the minute. So Marty's like, okay, put her back inside the house. I'm going to go bike to the gas station and bring back like a couple of gallons of gas. And I'm like, okay. So I take her back inside. And by this point, she's definitely starting to show signs of hypoglycemia. Like it's not looking good. And we're both terrified because of course she's already this like elderly cat. And so by the time I settle her in the house, Marty somehow amazingly has already gone to the gas station with this, you know, massive can of gas and is biking back. So they're like, okay, you know, go to the hair appointment. Go, you can, you know, we'll make everything and it'll be fine. I bike to the hair appointment and Marty's taking Tizia to the vet. After the hairdresser, I bike to the vet's and Marty and Tizia are sitting in the waiting room waiting for their appointment. The vet takes us in and they give her what she needs, and Marty takes her back using the car, obviously, and I'm still on the bike, so I'm like, okay, there's a small grocery store right next to the vet, and I'm like, okay, we all deserve a little bit of a treat. So I go into that grocery store, I buy this really delicious Polish yeast cake it usually has fruit on it, it looks really great, and two of my favorite candies. So I tuck this, you know, this kind of flat cake under one arm, and I hold the two candies in my other arm, and so about 30 seconds into trying to bike, I fall splat in the middle of the road on top of the cake, and I can hear its wet splat as I fall on it. I am in the middle of the road. I pick up this cake, and it's kind of like half drooping, and it's, you know, and it's paper. But I decide that I'm still going to bike the rest of the way, and I do actually make it this time. First thing, of course, I go in, I check on Tizia. She's doing great. She's meowing as usual, so there's so much joy that both of us feel in that moment that she's just okay. But I'm still angry. Like, I'm just angry at the situation. I'm angry with myself, thinking that I could just, you know, read half of a note and that it would be fine, and I would be able to ignore, you know, the other half. And I'm like, my Polish skills really need work. And also, I just squished this cake. So I'm pissed. And I take both of the crushed candies outside because they're really wafery and, you know, they'll fall all over the place. And I eat both of them, even though one of them was for Marty. I eat them, and I'm crunching on them angrily, and I'm like, this sucks, but I'm so happy that she's okay. So it's all good. And then I come back inside, and Marty's like, did you just eat both of those? And I'm like, yeah, I did. I sure did. And so the lessons to take from this probably include, read the whole note, please, and make sure that, you know, you understand all parts of it. Definitely don't inject your dog, cat, crested gecko, pitcher plant with a double dose of insulin, because it does not go well. And third, they will always get their revenge by blowing a gust of wind onto you when you're trying to bike and making you squish a cake you've just bought. So that's my story. Thank you very much.